The Matanuska River crested on Friday, threatening some homes in Sutton. According to Patty Sullivan, public affairs director with the Matanuska Susitna Borough, the water level is going down, but the danger is not over. Sullivan says one home in Sutton in particular has been damaged.
The septic behind his residence, the erosion is starting to undercut the septic leach tank structure. Unfortunately, the sewer rock adjacent to the leach tank is gone. So that's definitely bad news for the homeowner up in Sutton.
A week of hot weather coupled with last winter's record snowfall has brought the Matanuska River to flood stage earlier than usual, Sullivan says.
This year's event is a month early, and that's what makes it different. Normally, we're hit with this in July, August. And so it's that heavy snowfall we got in the winter and the high temperatures. You know, we were up to 77 on Friday. That is filling that river.
Other valley areas have been affected by the flood waters.
There's other areas of some problem areas in Butte as well. Goat Creek on Saturday night jumped its banks. It's at about mile 7 of the old Glen. And a home did experience flooding there. And some sandbags were brought in. Also, the Circle View area is doing well. You know, that's an erosion area where residents actually paid extra taxes to put up these 5 dikes that are in front of their homes, protecting them. The dikes are working, but the erosion is taking place. The water is just pounding those dikes.
Sullivan says as of today, the river is at 10.2 feet. 12 feet is considered flood stage. According to Sullivan, high water on the river threatens riverbank homes with erosion of property. The problem is ongoing every year. The Matanuska Susitna Borough has a long-term river management plan addressing erosion problems, although the river affects different areas in different years. Borough officials are pursuing state road funds to help improve erosion control along sections of the Glen Highway. I'm Ellen Lockyer.